took him from you. Cajun moon, where does your power lie? As you move across the southern sky, you took my baby way too soon. What have you done, Cajun moon?
This is Randy Crawford. All right, it's just a preview of what's going on tonight on Monday Night Madness. We're featuring Randy Crawford tonight. Or you want to listen in on that. But right now, you want to check out Let's Talk About It with Ms. Penny. Let's Talk About It with Ms. Penny. I'm sure she has a interesting conversation, a sizzling conversation. And, you know, she always has a story. Hey, Ms. Penny.
Hey, how you doing?
doing good. Looking forward to your show last night, and it's ever gaining popularity here. There was a gentleman out of, I don't know what I told you about it, but out of Tampa, Florida, that was checking you out yesterday. And I had no idea, one of my avid listeners, I had no idea that he was listening in, and also out of Longview, Texas. I don't know if you know anybody in that neck of the woods or not, but that's another one of my avid listeners that's been checking out, and also here in Richmond. So, Ms. Penny, what are you talking about tonight?
The word no.
Oh, okay. Ought to be interesting. I'm going to kick back and listen. All right. Enjoy.
Okay. Hello. How y'all doing? This is your girl, Ms. Penny. Let's talk about it with Ms. Penny. Coming live from Studio W. We have audience all around the globe, international. Let me know how your weather is doing. It was pretty chilly here today. The sun was shining, but it was chilly. If you hadn't had your flu shots and you feel like you need to get one, go get your flu shots so you be up and motivated and well for the holidays coming up. And keep the people in mind in prayer in Buffalo, New York. They got a lot of snow. I see that in New York. If you're out there listening in New York, any parts of New York, let me know how your weather is doing. How you doing? where you're at. But here in Virginia, we are getting our cold weather. I love cold weather. I love it. I love it. Kind of feel sorry for my son over there burning up in Hawaii. We have a lot of listeners in Hawaii, too. And like I said, we coming live from Studio W. We do have a website, studiowbuzz.com. That's studiowbuzz, B-U-Z-Z.com. And if you go to the website, please subscribe and then share with your family and friends and leave a comment. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know if you like the show or not. And if you don't want to listen to the show on your computer or your laptop or your iPad, you always can listen on your telephone. If you have an iPhone, you can go to the Apple Store and put in studio.w. If you have an Android, go to Play Store and put in Studio W. And you always can ask Alexa to play Studio W. We have good music, comedy, good talk shows. You know, we just doing a lot on this radio station. Check us out. And if you want to check out Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny and you don't get to hear us live, you can go to LinkedIn. You can also subscribe to the YouTube channel. We have a membership on Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, Spotify, and iTunes. You can listen to Studio W in so many different ways. So let's get to the show. I've been having a couple conversations with different people, and one of the things that I see a lot of people have problem with, it is a small little word that's in the dictionary. We use it a lot, but then we don't use it when we need to, or we should feel as though we should use it. And sometimes we regret not using it. And that's the word no. You know, it's a hard word for people to use. And then when you do tell people no, it seems like they get upset. And some people are afraid to say no. And some people don't know how to say no. If someone asks you to borrow money and you knowing in your heart that you don't have it to spare, or you know that that person is not going to repay you back, why you cannot say no to them? And you know, there are some people in the world that don't have no in their vocabulary. And people take advantage of you because you would not tell them no. They'll keep coming back and want from you and want from you, and you keep giving and giving and giving. And you need to learn how to say no. It's okay to tell people no. And it's sometimes it's even your family. They know you're not going to say no. And it's really hard for grandparents. We feel as though that we have to say yes for anything that our grandkids ask us for, or our kids. And some people take advantage of that. They know you, and you're doing it because you're a nice person. It's not, you don't feel as though that you're doing it, that you shouldn't be doing it. You're doing it because that's in your heart to be nice. That's in your heart to give or to help others. But you just don't sometimes realize that people know that you're not going to say no, and they'll take advantage of you. And if you don't say no, they feel as though that's a sign of weakness. But it's not. It just, you're just a nice, kind person. And that little word is powerful. Because when you look a person in the face and you tell them no, they look at you like something wrong with you. What is wrong with saying no? It's okay to tell people no. And believe it or not, it's just a two-letter word. but it has a lot of meaning behind it. And you know, I always have a story. I am a person that don't like to say no. And I'm a person that don't like to hear people tell me no. I don't like for people to tell me no. But I've grown and understand why sometimes people have to tell me no. And when people tell you no and you go out there and get it on your own, you get your own grind on and make it happen for yourself, it makes you feel better. You are very happy of your success. You know that you did this. I made this happen. And I appreciate all the people that ever told me no, because it made me stronger to know what I had to do, to give me that boost and that motivation to get to the point that I am right now. And a lot of people take advantage of people because they don't say no, and they think that they should have it that easy and everybody is going to say yes to them. And they feel as though they don't have to work hard or go out there and get their grind on to get what they want or they need. But that's the thing. Why do people feel as though that you're being mean if you say no? Or they feel like you don't care if you say no. But have you thought about it? Maybe that person is tired of giving. Maybe that person can't give no more. Or maybe that person don't have. But they don't think like that. They feel as though that you're supposed to say yes. And you see the difference in that word, those two words? When you say yes, it's kind of like a smile come on your face. Go to the mirror and look in the mirror and say yes. And then say no. It's two different. Your face even looks different. Your mouth moves different. I guess your vibe is even different. Now I'm gonna tell you about me. If you're gonna tell me no, tell me no. Don't give me a story behind why you saying no. I don't want to hear the story. Just tell me no. And I'm okay with that. I don't want to hear, well, I can't do it because the last time I did something for somebody. I don't want to hear all that. Just say no. And it's okay to tell people no. And I know some of y'all listeners out there, they may be saying, well, I just can't say no to my grandkids. I can't say no to my kids. I just don't feel right saying no to people. I like to help people. Well, think about those people that you always helping. I guarantee you they're telling other people no. They're saying the word no. They got it in their vocabulary. Put the word no back into your vocabulary. Or if you have it, haven't never really said no to anybody, add it to your vocabulary. You shouldn't feel bad because you tell somebody no. And a lot of people do. I know sometimes I feel bad when I have to say no to someone. And I'm knowing that I can help them. But you get tired sometimes. Because who's going to be there for you when you need them? We all go through hard times. We all do. I just feel as though that some people just feel like they shouldn't, you should never tell them no. Somebody say because they feel your blessing is supposed to be a part of their blessing. Instead of seeking him for their own blessing, they would rather use your blessing. Yes, that is, you know what? I don't know if whoever just wrote that can put who you are, because I like to kind of relate to my listeners. You're absolutely right, because some people feel as though just because you're getting blessed, they should jump on the bandwagon of your blessing and ride your coattail and use you to get everything that you got. or try to use you to be part of your blessing. No, I was blessed with this money. I was blessed with this house. I was blessed with this job. So let me enjoy mine. But you have a lot of people out there that feels that way. And maybe they don't get blessings because they're always using people. They always on somebody else's coattail trying to get what they have earned or what they have got blessed with. The word no, it means no. I don't have it. No, I can't do it. No, not right now. No, I don't. I'm not doing it anymore. And I think I'm talking to my listeners, but as I'm talking to my listener, it's registering in my head that I need to put no more in my own vocabulary. And see how that works? That's why I always tell my listener, these conversations may not help you, but it can help somebody else. Because you have a lot of people out there that they give, and people just steady take. And this one right here kind of registering to me right now. And I'm not a mean person. I'm not. And anybody that know me know I would give my last. I really will. But sometimes you just get overwhelmed with people just asking or want you to help them or give to them or do for them, and you never can say no. That's one word that I think that's in the dictionary that a lot of people don't like to use, and that's the word no. A lot of people don't like to hear the word no. But we have to accept when somebody do tell us no. You can't get mad at that person. But believe it or not, people will do that. They will stop speaking to you. They will get mad at you. They will dislike you. They will talk bad about you. And you did nothing to them wrong. But just one time you told them no. But a lot of people feel as though you should always say yes to them. And why do kids feel as though, even though your mom and dad and I took care of you all your, since you was a little child, now you grow, why do kids feel as though the parents can't tell them no? Why do you get upset as the child because your parents tell you no? Let me know what y'all think about this conversation. This is something that I think that's hot and sizzling in a conversation that you can have with your friends and your family or the person or people that keep coming to you, and you have to keep telling them yes when you feel as though in your heart you want to say no. And then when they leave, when you give it to them and they walk away, you're feeling bad. You're feeling bad because you feel like I should have said no. And you go back and say, well, I'm tired of doing this. You're beating yourself down for something, for one little word that you could have used and said no. You're beating yourself up because you feeling bad that you should have said those words. But sometimes you have to dig deep in your heart and say no. Not this time. That's the same way like you have a lot of kids that go in and out, parents in and out of the court, paying their way out of jail, paying their way out of prison, paying their way out of trouble, paying their bills. You get a lot of parents that they go broke. They go down because they don't know how to say no. Enough is enough. That little word can tear a family apart because you said no. I can't do it no more. It tears up friendships. I know some of y'all listeners probably listening. I know there's somebody out there that has had friends that they was friends with and they told them no, or a friend of theirs, even a significant other, that they said the word no to, and they just now don't even speak to them no more. They don't even talk to them no more. Because of that, let us hear from you. It's sad that you have to use that word, and it's sad that people will take advantage of you. Instead of saying, I appreciate what you have done for me, this will be the right thing to do. I appreciate what you have already done for me, and I understand that you don't have it to give this time. But we still cool and mean it from the heart. That little bit of word, no. And a lot of people is just, sometimes when you get so overwhelmed with giving and giving and giving, and then sometimes you just sit back and you be like, well, I notice I'm always the one that's giving. I'm always the one that doing. But when do anybody ever do for me? When do anybody ever give to me? If you look at that picture of it, you will put that word no in capital letters and you will brand it in your brain. I'm not doing it anymore. You have to stop at one point and think about yourself. Even when people are in bad relationships, they will stay in those relationships instead of saying, no, no more. I'm not taking it anymore. No, that's it. No. You have to learn to say that word. Because it's easy to say yes. It's easy to say that. Some parents have gotten so, some parents really do, they tell their kids no. And they mean it. And I've heard, talking to people, I hear people say, some people have told me, I don't ask my mom and dad for nothing because I know they're going to say no, they're not going to do it. Because they raised them up to know that that's in their vocabulary. They raised their kids to know that no, N-O is a part of my vocabulary. So you know that you got to go out there and get it. You got to do what you need to do. Because I'm not going to do it for you. And you got to learn to say no. It's hard. I know some people saying, I don't know, Miss Penny. I don't know if I'm able to do that. It's just in my heart to help people. But how much help can you keep giving? How much can you beat yourself down for giving and you didn't want to give? How much more can you take of beating yourself down? It's not easy. It's not. I know it's not. Because sometimes I do it. I give to people or help people and I think about it and I be like, well, why did I do that? I forgot. I could have said no. And I know y'all probably laugh, but how could you forget that you could say no? Because I'm so used to saying yes, till I forget the vocabulary word no. I forget there's a word called now. I forget. And they know you forget. Somebody say, sometimes when say no, you're doing them a favor. True? Because that's what I was saying. When you say no, you give them that motivation. You could be giving them that motivation. You could be giving them that drive that they need to go get it on their own. You could be giving them that motivation to say, well, if she can do it or he can do it, then I got to be able, I can do this. And they won't have to come back and hear you say no the next time. And they'll be proud of themselves. They'll be happy. I went out here and did this on my own. I didn't ask nobody for nothing. So sometimes it's a good thing to say no. You may not think it's a good thing to say no to them, but just like that listener said, you may be doing them a favor when you say no. You might be doing them a favor. So you never know. I know that when people have told me no, my feelings was hurt, but you know what? I went and rethought, got my thoughts together, and I was like, well, if they're not going to help me, then let me see what I could do on my own. Let me try to figure this out on my own. And I did. And then I always went through life knowing, y'all know I always have a story. I went through life thinking that people would say no to me and my husband if we asked. That's the way we stayed afloat. We didn't ask people for things because we put our heads together because we felt as though people would tell us no. And I know some of y'all have family and friends. You probably been in the military yourself. People always start military, and to this day, people think military people are rich. They think we get a whole lot of money. So it was okay for them to ask us, but it wasn't okay for us to ask other people because they felt we had. So we just always kept in our mind that people was going to tell us no. So we always put our head together and figured it out. Okay, what can we do to get this straight? What can we do to take care of this? And we still do that. No means no. It don't matter when you say it. It means no. Or why you say it. It means no. But you don't have to get mad at somebody or dislike them because they told you no. But you still they friend if they say yes. Or you still the good child to the parent because the parent said yes. So why you can't keep that same energy if they tell you no? Be understanding of what they may be going through. And maybe if you ask them, why are you saying no this time? Or why are you saying no? They may explain to you why they telling you no. Have you thought about it? Maybe they don't have it to give. Maybe they can't afford it. Maybe they tired of giving to you or doing for you. That word no is powerful. It is. It can be a powerful word. It can do a lot of damage to people. It really can. I watched a movie, and I can't even remember the name of the movie, but I watched a movie, and this guy was on drugs. And he came home to his parents' house. They had put him out. And he said, because you said no to me, he had a gambling problem. And because you said no to me when I called to ask you for money, now the, what's the people called? The people that will break your arms and you borrow money from them. Now they're out to kill me because you wouldn't help me. Well, they had said yes all the other times you was in trouble. And this particular time you said no. So you went and borrowed money from these bad people. Now you want to blame it on the parents to make them feel guilty. Or to make them feel like they did so wrong because they told you no. Because guess what? You didn't catch the... The theme of the movie was, the reel of the movie was that they didn't know how to say no. And they finally put it in their vocabulary to this son to say no. And he turned it around on him. That's how people do. I'm telling you. People will, if you say that, use that powerful little word no, you'll be surprised at the things that will come behind it after you tell somebody no. That is a powerful word. It's people that, even when it comes to no with sexual assault, when somebody say no, they mean no. And that's how powerful that word is, because a lot of people in prison behind that word. No. No mean no. I don't have it. I'm not doing it. I don't want to. It's a lot come behind that little word. And a lot of people act like they don't understand, and they don't want to understand you if you tell them no. And I know y'all saying, Miss Pennewell, why are you talking about the word no? Because I've had people within the last week or two, because I get a lot of people that talk to me, a lot of people message me, and they say they have a problem with saying no. And what can they do to stop saying the word, saying yes all the time to everything that people want them to do or want from them? They always use the word yes. And when they do, they get upset with themselves because they really didn't want to do it, or they really didn't want to lend them the money, or they really didn't have the money to lend, but they said yes and did it anyway. You can ride somebody else's blessing or ride somebody else's coattail for so long. And people get tired. I don't want to be a bother to people. I don't want people to think, oh, he, and y'all know how we can do it sometimes now. Here she come, here he come, begging. Y'all start locking the doors, closing the curtains. Y'all hear, ignore on your telephones. Now, I know some of y'all listeners out there cannot tell me that y'all have not done that to somebody that you know that's coming to beg or borrow. That either you hit ignore on your phone, you lock your doors, play like you're not home, don't answer the door, don't answer the phone, because you want to say no and you don't know how to. So you go through all of this instead of just telling them no. This is a conversation that needs to be told. This needs to be talked about within the family and friends. Let them know how you feel about not telling them no, about always giving and always saying the word yes. Let them know. This is a conversation that can be talked about at the dinner table. Even when it comes to somebody saying, I'm coming, you tell them you cook. Oh, girl, I'm coming to get me a plate. You probably didn't fry enough chicken for them to eat. Somebody said, I'm one who always saying yes. Think that's the, at work, they are always asking me. Do you feel like you would like to say no? Because they always asking you to do things. And how do you think that if you said no, how would that make you feel? Do you think that that will make you feel sad because you told them no at work, you couldn't do it? Or would they get angry at you? Or you fearful that if you tell somebody no, they're going to stop liking you? That's one of the problems. That is one of the problems. People, a lot of people don't say no to people because they want to stay cool with them. They want to stay their friend. They want to be with around in their circle. I don't have to be in anybody's circle. That's not why I don't say no. But having this sizzling conversation and this talking about this, I really do need to put it more in my own vocabulary. I'm telling y'all, these conversations will help people. You just have to listen and you have to share them with your family and friends so that they can be think about things. They can really think about, well, wow, that is true. I never say no. I'm always doing for other people. I'm always helping other people. My spouse say no all the time, but I say yes. My boyfriend always, when I ask him, he always say no. But I always say yes. My girlfriend always say no, but I always say yes. Why is that? Why am I the yes person and they're the no person? Have you ever had one of them friends that you can't get to do nothing for you? You always doing for them, but they never ever can do anything to for you. And you know why that is? Because they got no in their vocabulary. They got no as big as bold letters, in big bold letters in their brain. No. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. But every time you ask them to do something for you, they say no. But every time they ask you, can you do something for me? Can you give me this? Can you go here for me? Can you do this? You say yes. Oh, girl, I got you. Dude, I got you. You my man. You know, I got your back. I got you. I'm going to take care of it. But every time you open your mouth for help, I can't do it. I'm busy. I got something to do. I got an appointment. And then sometimes they'll use a spouse. Sometimes they will use their spouse to say, my husband, he said I can't do it. We can't do it. Be mindful and listen to those people. They use their spouse to say, I can't do it. She tripping. She don't want me to do it for you, man. I may be laughing, because I've seen it. But it's not a joking matter, because a lot of people lose a lot of friends behind this. A lot of family members quit speaking and stop talking to each other because of this very word. No. A lot of relationships break up because of this word. No. Because it's always one outweighs the other. You're doing and they're not. And that's why I like to laugh about it, because I've seen it happen. I see it all the time. I really listen to people when they talk. And then they'll be like, well, can you just, have you ever had that person that they come to borrow $100 and then they'll, if you say, no, I don't have $100. Well, can you let me, they break it all the way down. They'll go 75, 25. They'll break it all the way down. They got a bill that they got to pay for $100. But where are you going to get, you broke it down to $25. Where are you going to get the other 75 from? Think about that. Where are you going to get the other $75 from? If I give you this $25, where are you going to get the other $75 from? That is a powerful word. I just want y'all to think about the word no. And let me know why you don't put it in your vocabulary. Since listening to this conversation, do you think you would put it in your vocabulary more? And if so, why would you want to put it in there? Why are you going to put it in your vocabulary more? Is it because you realize that people are using you out there? People are taking advantage of your yeses, and people feel as though you're weak or they can get over on you. You would do anything for them. Let us know, why would you start using the word no more or put it in your vocabulary? Because I know I am. And the reason why I'm going to start using it more, because I just realized that I'm always the one that's giving. I'm always the one that's saying yes. I need some people to start telling me yes. Even though I don't ask. But volunteer. You can volunteer and give people stuff. Volunteer. Because I'm not going to ask you. And sometimes it's okay if you don't have it, the ones that are asking and always begging and borrowing. If you begging and borrowing, you don't have it. Sometimes it's okay not to have. It's okay to go with that. Like I say, we coming live from Studio W. This show is on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday and Sundays, Monday, Wednesday, Sunday at 5 p.m. And we have audience all over the globe, international, that listen to us. Our website is international. And the website is studiowbuzz.com. That's Studio WBUZZ.com. And if you go to the website, please subscribe and leave us a comment. And if you share this video with your family and friends, even the music that the radio station played, the comedy shows, if you share it with your family and friends later, you can go to the website, studiowbuzz.com, look at the top, go to the archive, Dropbox, and choose what you would like to listen to again. And if you want to listen to Studio W, don't want to listen to it on your computer or your laptop, you can go to your iPhone, go to your Apple Store, and put in Studio.W. If you got an Android, go to your Play Store and put in Studio W. You even can tell Alexis Alexis, play Studio Death. And if you would like to follow, keep following and listen to Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. We are on LinkedIn. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go join our membership on Facebook. We're on Snapchat, TikTok, Spotify, and iTunes. Share these conversations with your family and friends. Invite your family and friends to join the YouTube channel or the Facebook membership. We have some good, hot, sizzling conversations on this, on Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. They may not help you, but they will help somebody. Because there is somebody out there that just need to say no. If they don't ever say it but one time to someone, it'll make you feel better instead of beating yourself down because you should have said no, or you could have said no, or you wish you had said no. Let's get back to this hot, sizzling conversation. I always have a story. I remember when I was younger, I felt though that the people that I hung around, if I told them no, they wouldn't like me or they wouldn't be my friend. And finally, as I got older, I realized that they wasn't really my friend. That they was using me. So I learned how to say no, and I stopped doing and helping them. And I felt good. I really did. I felt good. And I still feel good about it. But guess what? They don't hang around me no more. They stopped being my friend, really. I'm not saying this to badmouth anybody, but we're not friends anymore. I have not seen them in years, many, many, many years. Have not talked to them. That word no, I guess it took a, they realized she's saying no now. I'm telling you, that word means a lot. It's powerful. And it could help you. It can help you. Tell somebody no, stand up straight, hold your head up high, and say no, not today. Practice it in the mirror. You can practice it. I didn't have to practice. I just meant it when I said no. Penny, can you do this? No. I didn't hide. I didn't hit ignore on the phone. I didn't do any of that. I just said no. And it's okay to say no. Now, but it's one person that cannot say no to me. And I don't know what I'll do if they did. And that's my husband. Now, when he say he don't want to do something, he don't feel like doing something, he say no, I am highly upset. I told y'all that word is powerful. That word can do some things. When people say no, be mindful. I'm telling you, stop letting people take advantage of you. That's in any way you want to look at it. Your friends, your family, your relationships, your job. Now I'm not, don't get it wrong. Now I'm not telling y'all to go to work tomorrow and your boss tell you or your supervisor tell you to do something. You hop up and say no. Cause Miss Penny said that I need to put it in my vocabulary. I'm not telling you to go to work and do that. I'm not telling you to go to school. If anybody in school that's listening, don't go to school and tell them no. Your teachers or your professors, Don't go to school and tell them no. I'm just telling you that when you feel overwhelmed and you feel like you're doing all the giving and people are taking advantage of you, put the word no in your vocabulary. And if you are at work and people always think that you're supposed to do things for them and they don't do for you, it's a nice way to say no. You don't have to be, this is what I want people to understand. You don't have to be mean to say the word no. You don't have to say it nasty. It's a way that you could tell somebody in a way that they, you're saying no, but you're saying it in a nicer way. Because when you say no, no, I'm not doing it. It kind of can be a little harsh. People can say you hurt their feelings. Well, I don't think I will be able to do that. That's in a nicer way. It's ways that you can say things to people that they take to the offend. They offensive. They like, oh, she's being mean. Oh, I don't want to deal with her no more. No, that's not it. I don't want to deal with him no more. That's not it. People not being mean. People just tired. They're tired of being used and abused and taken advantage of. And people just, they just, and some people, it seems like it's part, have y'all ever noticed that sometimes this seems as though it's part of people, some people, ooh, I got tight tongue in my tongue. I bit my tongue. But sometimes it seems like this is a person's job. Like this is their lifestyle or something. Every month or every week, here they come. The same people. Sometimes I feel like they just sit there and wait for that time of the month to come and knock on your door or call you because they know you got. Learn how to say no. It's not hard. It's not hard to say no. That little word is very powerful. And I want you to sit back and think about how often do you use the word no? How often? To your kids, to your family, to your friends. But think about how often do they tell you no? Like even when you have a family get together, y'all, we all know Thanksgiving coming up. Which one in the family that everybody gets together, everybody bring a dish, but that one person always come with their family and never bring anything? Tell them no, they can't come this year. You don't bring a dish, you don't eat, you're not invited. I'm telling you, I know it's harsh, it may be mean, but it's a way to tell them. Even if they can just bring the paper plates. There's always that word out there. It's hanging out there. It's when you want to use it or when you want to put it in your vocabulary. I'm telling you, it's a powerful word. Sometimes I think about it. Out of all the years I've been on this earth, how many times I've let people use me and I didn't say the word no to them. I was always the yes person. And how I regret a lot of those days not saying no. How many people out there that I know and they know that Miss Penny didn't say no? Even if I didn't have it, I didn't say no. But that's a powerful word. It is. And sometimes I have to tell my kids, Y'all have to learn how to say that word no. You have to. Because you can't go around in life always saying yes. You'll never have nothing to yourself. You'll give it all away. And then when you don't have anything, who you gonna get it from? Who's gonna be there to help you? Who's gonna be there to say yes to you? Nobody. There's some same people that you give to will turn around and tell you no. People have won the lottery. People have won lawsuits. And they have taken their money and shared it with the family. And then when they got in a bind and didn't have called those same people up. And this is no joke. This is for real. They have literally called those same people that they gave thousands of dollars to. And asked them for help. And they said no. They literally told them no. So you cannot tell me that word no is not powerful. It broke that other person down. But they could say yes every time they called them and asked them for something. Even when they got a lot, they shared it with them. But when they got down and they look, that person told them no. No. And they gave them thousands of dollars. Put it in your vocabulary. Because they'll drain you dry. And you beat yourself up every day because you wonder, why didn't I say no? Why couldn't I have just said no? Why should I keep giving to them? That's include kids, family members, spouses, friends. Just say no. And I know y'all heard that's for just say no to drugs, but just say no to no. Just say no. I'm serious. Because people they'll drain you dry. It's really hard to believe that people would do that to you. It really is. It's hard to believe that your family and friends will stop speaking to you, or they will just say, won't deal with you because if you, one time you said that word to them. But it's true, they will. Stop being a yes person. Do those people a favor, just like somebody said earlier, commented earlier. Do them a favor and say no to give them that motivation, that strive that they need, that energy that they need to go out and get their own grind on and get what they want and what they need. Every time I do something and I accomplish it on my own, it gives me so much pride and joy to know that I did this. I did not have anybody else to help me. I did this on my own. I bought this brand new chair. I bought this brand new dress. I did it on my own. I didn't have anybody else to put a dime in or give me anything. I did it. So you're doing them a favor by helping them and saying the word no. If you want it, you could go get it. No, I don't have it. If you want to stay out of jail, no, I'm not keeping these people all this money. It'll make them know, okay, if I get in trouble again, I'm going to have to do the time because I don't have nobody to help me. You got to learn to say no. That little bit of word can make a difference, not only in your life, but in that other person's life too. That little bit of word. I know a lot of the listeners out there saying, well, I just can't say no, and it just in me to be nice to people. Okay, it's in you. But one day you're going to wish you had used the word no. Or you may think about it. Just think about how much do you do for other people? A lot. Most of y'all are going to say a lot. Like I say, these conversations may not help you, but share them with your family and friends. And they may help them. Because some people are struggling with this. You may not think so, but some people struggle with saying no. And some people, believe it or not, you may not believe this, but if people that's in counseling because they can't say no. Mm. You gotta learn how to use your voice. Say no. Not today, not tomorrow. I'm not giving no more. No, I'm not doing no more. I'm not gonna let you use and abuse me no more. You gotta learn how to use your vocabulary. You put it in there. Write it down. You can write it on a piece of paper and give it to them. Give it to them. Here you go. Can I borrow this? Here you go. You can let them read it. You ain't got to say it. But you know what? Believe this or not. Some people fear for us telling somebody no. You may not want to believe it, listeners, but some people have fear of telling people no because they don't want the result. They don't want the bad result of it. They don't want the repercussion of it. They don't want you to stop liking them. They don't want you to stop speaking to them. They don't want you to stop being a friend. They don't want you to leave them or go away. They want you to stay in their circle. They don't want to lose you. So they're in fear of telling you no. And the people that know that, they use it to their advantage because they know you're not going to say no. You can believe that. It's some people that don't want to lose a friend. They will give them their all in all just to keep that person now safe from you. Mm. Like I say, this is a conversation that you can have with your family and friends. Let us know how you like the conversation. This your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. I enjoy talking to y'all every Monday, Wednesday, Sunday. If nobody told you today that they love you, remember Miss Penny love everybody. Y'all stay blessed and be safe for the holiday.
Miss Penny.
Yes.
Wow. That was powerful. That was powerful. You know what I took from that conversation is that we need to stop being a crutch to these people because they'll never stand on their own.
Yes, that's true.
Absolutely. I thoroughly enjoyed this conversation. Folks, if you love Miss Penny and you would want to share this show again, go to the website and look under archive shows. It's right under that listen live button right at the top, not the button, but in the menu at the top. It says listen live. You click on that. There's a drop down arrow that says archives. Okay. You can listen to the show again. It will be up in about 24 hours. And you can also find Miss Penny on Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, LinkedIn, Oh my goodness. You can ask Alexa to tune in to Studio W. You can download the app. That's Apple, studio.w. Android is Studio W. The website is studiowbuzz.com. There's no excuse for missing any episode of Let's Talk About with Ms. Penny. Ms. Penny, thank you so much for that. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you